uncouth, but I'm not going to be dismally incorrect. Well, now then I'll use it, but not often.
Well, of course, at that time, the students were uneducated and they had never had any schooling, and they did make awful lot of grammatical mistakes, and it just kind of
helped the
awareness. He had taught public school a lot. He was superintendent of Arkansas City, Kansas, you know, when he was called to take this presidency at OU. And he had worked with all kinds of children and everything. Oh, one thing that he did that was, I thought was always nice, they didn't have bathrooms, of course, in scarcely any of the houses, but students roomed. And at the barber shops, they did have bathrooms, and you could buy bath tickets in those days. I think maybe 5 or 10 cents a piece.
Gee.
And he got a great pocket full and about where he thought they were needed most.
His little charities.
Because some of them was very unpleasant to sit close to them. Of course, that was just for the men that went to the barbershop, because no woman ever put her head inside of a barbershop in those days.
Mm-hmm. It's still uncommon. You see them now, but it's uncommon. My wife brought the 2 children in and waited for me the other day. Well, I was so embarrassed.
Oh.
Or I thought I was. The barber's
well, I don't know. When I used to wear my hair short, I always got it cut in the barber shop. But we had women barbers, and then I nearly always. In Chickasha, we had a lot of women barbers. Hmm. But now, of course, you go to the beauty parlor and pay a good deal more to get a thing like that done.
Yeah.
And my girls, when they were little, I always took them to the barber shop. I remember Jean, my youngest girl, she was about 3, and I guess she had curly hair, and I had never had it cut because it was in long curls, but it needed cutting off. And I took her in to get her haircut, and there was a man getting shaved, and the barber was putting a hot towel over his face, of course. After a while, I heard her sobbing like her heart would break, and I went over and said, "What's the matter, Jean?" And he said, "Well, he made me lie down like that and put a hot towel on me."
Am I going to lose my whiskers?
I never dreamed about her getting upset about it, thinking there, because she'd had her hair cut here at home and knew all of the other girls went down there. And it's a funny thing on a child to think of. She just didn't want to lay back over that way and put on a towel on her face because she felt like he was burning her up, burning the man up, smothering or something. She had to go through the same thing.
And in a way, he was, too.
Yeah.
If someone said, "What's the farthest you've ever been away from home?" What would you say?
You mean actual distance?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I suppose to San Francisco, California is the farthest I've ever been. Was that what you wanted, just an actual saying?
When did you go there?
In 39.
Oh, you saw the exposition there?
No. Yeah. My brother died out there. It was during the exposition time, but I went out for the funeral.
No time for pleasure.
No, we didn't go. We did see the Treasure Island, you know, from the bridge. The bridges, you know, were new that time, and I saw both of the bridges. My sister-in-law's family all lived out there. They were quite nice to us.